And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. On its op-ed pages, the paper called for a change to the state constitution to clarify the rare cases in which legislative immunity could actually be invoked. And Republic editorial director Phil Boas joins me to discuss that proposed change in his weekly appearance. Phil, why does Arizona have legislative immunity in the first place?
Well, the concept isn't unique to Arizona. We see it in the U.S. Constitution. We see it in the constitutions of other states. But it feels like an artifact, and it feels like it's being misused, especially in Arizona, where we've seen now about a half dozen lawmakers over probably the last 20 years who've tried to declare legislative immunity for things that they did that really they should never get a pass on. And the problem with this is that it's corrosive. I mean, when lawmakers seem like they get a pass from the penalties of laws that they create, it really puts the legislature in disrepute. It hurts and harms the institution.
Well, the one that really stood out that comes to mind for a lot of people is Scott Bungard, who at that point was majority leader in the legislature. And there was an incident on a freeway. He was with his girlfriend, and evidence indicated that there had been some physical contact that was not welcomed, and you know, maybe some domestic violence situation there. And he invoked it. That seemed to be the one that was the biggest, and yet you did list a few other ones in the editorial.
Right. I mean, that one was outrageous, and there were others. Jan Brewer got a pass on a drinking and driving incident, and to her credit, she claimed she never declared legislative immunity, but they understood who she was. She was a lawmaker, and they did give her a pass. And one of the big problems here is that police departments, sheriff departments are interpreting the Constitution, interpreting the law to mean that they don't ticket lawmakers in these cases.
Mm-hmm. So what do you and the editorial board think need to be done next?
We think that the legislature needs to refer a constitutional amendment to the ballot, and you need to clarify the language. So never again do we ever see an Arizona lawmaker try to declare legislative immunity when he's driving 40 miles over the speed limit and putting people at risk. That is just outrageous, should never happen. And we need to put a stop to it in this state. The governor was right to declare an executive order, somewhat under pressure, but it needed to happen. And we need to put a stop to this. Our lawmakers have to live by the laws that they create.
What do you think it'll take for that to happen, Phil?
You know what? We've seen 20 years of this, and it hasn't happened. There was an effort a number of years ago to try to get something on the ballot by one of our Democratic lawmakers, and it went nowhere. So I think it's probably going to take a Republican. It will probably take the governor getting involved and pushing it. But they need to understand that it harms them. It harms the institution, and people will not have faith. They have very little faith already in the legislature. This really just puts it in flames. It's really a bad thing that has happened here, and they need to change it.
What do you think when Paul Mosley claims legislative immunity for going at least 40 miles over the speed limit, because that was documented. He's even talked about maybe he was going 70 or 80 miles over the speed limit. What does it say when someone's claiming legislative immunity for that? He didn't have any reason to be going that fast, any reason at all.
It tells you he got comfortable doing it, that he really felt like he had a free pass, and he was bragging to the police officer about it, laughing about it, thought the whole thing was funny. I mean, that's very similar to DUI. When you're going that fast, you cannot react with the same kind of responsibility, with the same kind of care that you can when you're driving the speed limit. Police officers say this all the time. It's not speed that kills. It's the difference in speed that kills. So you drive 140, you come up on a car that's going 40 and you don't expect it, and you kill a family because of it. I mean, that's really callous for anybody to behave that way and then to brag about it as well.
So let me paint with a broad brush here, because this doesn't apply to every lawmaker. But do you think something happens at this level? We always talk about how power corrupts and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The legislative level is a lower thing. But do you think there is a tendency for too many lawmakers to get that sort of big head and feel like, well, I was elected by a certain percentage of people, and therefore certain rules don't apply to me? Obviously, it's in a dramatic case when we talk about legislative immunity.
The attitude that you see here is that the legislature is there to serve me, the politician. It's there to serve me. I'm not there to serve the people of the state. It's there to so that I get stroked, so I get all these perks and everything of office. That's the attitude. And again, it's corrosive.
So will Paul Mosley's name go down in history as the one that led to the banning of legislative immunity in Arizona?
You know, let's hope. Let's hope that it does. But, you know, I'll be optimistic. And I think the fact that the governor got involved here kind of lays a marker, and maybe he'll keep up with it and put pressure on the legislature to finally do something.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.